You glad you're saved? Psalm chapter number 103, 104. Let me just read it. I was going to tell you about it, but I'm just going to read them as you're turning. Psalm 103 and verse 1 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." Psalm 104 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty." Psalm 105 says, "O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people." 106, "Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." 107, "O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." We'll look back in Psalm 103. You know what psalms are? They're, it's poetry that's meant to be put to music. And I'm not going to try to do that. But it's a song that they would sing. I believe we've heard that some of them were sang on the way to the temple when they were trying to prepare their heart. By the way, you know you do have to prepare your heart to worship the Lord. But anyways, I probably preached there. But anyhow, some of them were saying, and I read after some people, and you, as they write about a psalm, and they say this psalm was written at this point in David's life, when this was taking place. And then you can go and you can read the poetry that he was writing, and you can see what's in the psalmist's heart, and you can see what he was thinking. You can get a little glimpse of what he was feeling as he was going through different situations. And I don't know, I've looked at a few different places, tried to the past couple of days, try to find out exactly where, what was going on when Psalm 103 was being written down, what was happening to David, what was going on around him. And I couldn't find anything. But I thought maybe, let me go a little further with this before we talk about that. As you continue to read Psalm 103, verse number 2 says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." The first two verses, you'll find out that David begins a conversation with none other than him. David's dealing with him. I'd probably be a whole lot better off if I spent a little bit more time dealing with me. And you'd probably be a little bit better off, or we'd all probably be a little bit better off if we spent more time looking at our own faults and trying to fix our own failures and trying to let some God do a work in our heart. You know, it's always easier to look out among the people and say and see what somebody's doing and point out where somebody's coming short of God's glory and point. It's easy, it just sticks out real easy, but it's hard for us to admit that we need some help. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I need God to do a work in my life. I need Him. I think about that song, "In My Soul I Wish I Could Sing." Said, "I need thee every hour. Every hour I need thee." Boy, I need it. Temptations lose their power. I need it. And David begins to talk to himself. And listen what he tells himself. He said, "Self, bless the Lord." And I looked up, "Bless the Lord." And I don't know why, but there's a few words that I can never get a grasp on. I look at them and I study them and try to preach, and then I go back and when I look at the word again, it seems like I just can't get a grasp on it. As a matter of fact, when I looked up the word "bless," it means to curse or to praise, and I can't figure that out to save my life. I've been on Interstate 70. Whichever one goes up through Virginia, going north. And all of a sudden, if you look up, there'll be a sign that says north. And 81 runs, it crosses somehow like this. And you'll be going 77 north and 81, I think I got it backwards. North and south all at the same time. I just don't understand it. But in the context here, it means exactly what Miss Amy was singing about. It just means bow the knee. It just means David looked at himself and he said, "Self, worship God. Find you a place and look unto the one who can help. Self, don't forget to worship God." And then number two, he said, "Self, don't forget how good God's been to you. Forget not all His benefits." And I don't know about you, but I am simply amazed at the fact that after all God's done for me this week, after all the provision God has provided for me in my life before I got saved, when I got saved, and since I got saved, that I'd have to be reminded of how good He is. But Jesus expected it, because He said, you know what Jesus said? You know, there's two ordinances we have. We have the Lord's Supper and baptism. You know why Jesus gave the Lord's Supper? One, so He can receive glory. But you know what little phrase He put in there? "This do in remembrance of Me." Isn't it amazing after how good God's been to us? After all that, we can sit down and begin to write and tell all the things that God, and how good He's protected us, how He's watched over us, how He could have died, how we could have been sick, how we could have, and God, how we didn't know how it was going to happen, and God came through. But we have to be reminded of Him. Nobody else. David said, I believe the psalmist said, I looked around, I'm paraphrasing, and no man cared for my soul. I don't care how, there's times when you're surrounded with people who love you. There's times when you're surrounded by a church who loves you. There's times when, and even in the midst of all that, boy, you just feel like nobody knows. But Him. David said, don't forget to worship Him. And I don't know at what point in David's life he sat down and wrote this song or this psalm. Maybe it was while he was sitting out in the field watching over sheep, and all his big brothers, all the warriors, were called for a meeting because the man of God was coming. And they left David out there all by himself, watching sheep. Wonder how that felt. Wonder how it felt when he found out that not only did they call his big brothers and leave him out in the field just watching sheep, but they put one of his nephews in his spot. Maybe he sat down and he said, "Self, just worship God. Just bow the knee." When he felt like everybody had overlooked him and nobody cared. Hey, what would it feel like to know you was out there in the dirt taking care of a bunch of animals and your family was having a party, having a feast, and the man of God was coming and they didn't even bother to call you? Maybe he said, "Self, it's all right. Just worship God. Don't forget how good God's been to you." Maybe when he went to carry his brothers some cheese and when he was just doing what his father said, and he got up there and his brothers was bad-mouthing him, said, "You just came to see the show." And he heard Goliath call out, and he said, "Why, we're not supposed to be scared of him." And the king called for him and he said, "I'll find him." And the king said, You're just a lad. This man's been fighting ever since he was in his youth. No word, he'll stomp you. David said, "No. See, I done fought a bear, and I done fought a lion. I'd have let him have the sheep. I feel like I said a lot of this last time I preached, but I believe we're right where God wants us. He said, I've already seen the hand of God take care of me against unthinkable odds, and I know He can do it. He said, suit yourself. And He put all that armor on David, and David said, he started out and he said, well, I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know nothing about all this armor. I've not proved. I this ain't me. You just keep what you just let me go down there and take care of this the way God does it. And he walked down to the stream, and he got five. Said he took his staff, and he had his little script, and he had five. You know, that's a number of grace. David wasn't counting on a sword, wasn't counting on a shield. He wasn't counting on anything else other than God's amazing grace to take care of his battle. And I know he didn't sit down and pin it right then. But maybe just a quick second when he bent down to pick up those rocks, he said, just worship God, because I know my heart had been beating out of my chest. I mean, he's fixing a fight, might die. And he said, just worship God. Just worship God's self. Just remember, don't worry about that giant. Just remember how good God's been to you. And he picked them rocks up. And you know the rest of the story. God did exactly what David said he'd do. I don't know. Maybe after King Saul, can you imagine honoring somebody? Being good to somebody, trying to help somebody, watching out, not absolutely refusing to go against the man of God that God's anointed. And Saul's trying to kill him, and he tries to kill him. On more than one occasion, he tries to kill David, and finally David has enough, and he takes refuge. But when he comes back to Ziklag, all the women and all the children are gone. And the houses are, and it's the place is burned with fire. And those who are loyal to David, I'm not talking about the enemy, I mean David's friends, the one he loved, the one he knew he could count on when things get tough. He said, man, we might stone him. We might have to kill him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. I don't know what he did when he encouraged himself in the Lord. Maybe he just found him a place all by himself and said, self, it sure is bad. I don't know where my wives are. I don't know. That sure is bad. That'll ruin your preaching. He had two of them. It was in bad shape to begin with. My wife got up this morning. She said, I don't know what's going on with my eye. I see seven of you. I said, that's almost heaven. I lost my whole train of thought. Exactly right. He was encouraging himself. I don't know, maybe he just said, self, it's bad. Even everybody we count on, the ones we love, the ones that's supposed to be there for me when it gets tough, the ones that's supposed to be right beside me, the ones that protect me, the ones that encourage me. Self, it's bad. But just bless the Lord. Just bow the knee, bring me the ephod. And he found him a place and said, I'll just worship God. And he said, self, don't forget how good God has been to you. It's not about those around you. It's not, hey, put not your trust in princes nor in the son of men. I can't remember the rest of the verse. But at the end of their days, their thoughts perish. But happy is he, happy is the man who hath the God of Jacob for his help. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't there. I don't know at what point in David's life he needed this. I don't know at what point in David's life God helped him and this flowed from his heart. I don't know. There's several situations where a psalm or a song or poetry like this would fit. But I don't know. Now, let me ask you this. We'll be real, it won't be long. Why would David have to remind himself to do this? How in the world? I already said it. How could David forget? What is it? Why would he have to tell himself this? Because at some point, by way of experience, David knew that under some situations, under some circumstances, the initial thought and the initial reaction of his heart was not, the thing that he did first was not to find him a place and bow the knee. There were times when his heart got in such a shape when he did not remember all the benefits of being a child of God. There was times when he had to stop and say, wait a minute, calm down. Boy, I it happened to me Saturday morning. Me and Terry was going to go dump a trailer, and I got a hill in my backyard, and the trailer was going this way. And we were going to turn the trailer around and back the truck right up to it, leave out, and dump the trailer. And it was a perfect plan. It was simple. It seemed flawless. Until we began to turn the trailer around, I said, Terry, put a block under the wheel. Because then the trailer was pointing up and down the hill, and it was extremely heavy. I said, Terry, put a block under the... He said, can you hold it? I said, I got it. He turned it loose. He grabbed it again. He said, can you hold it? I said, I got it. He turned it loose. And for about, it seemed like 30 minutes. It really only took about 2 seconds. Me and that extremely heavy trailer barreled down the backyard, right through my neighbor's privacy fence, into his backyard, and there I was riding it. I had a bear hug on it. You couldn't pull me off. Why in the world I didn't let go of the trailer, I don't know, but it drugged me. And I turned around. Terry said, you should have seen the look on his face when he said, what in the world just happened? I saw it happen with my own eyes, and I still didn't believe it happened. And I turned around and I looked, and there stood my entire family as if they were at a football game. And for just a minute, we stood there. I said, I wasn't smiling. I was not rejoicing. I wasn't blessing the Lord or remembering how good God had been to me over the past years. I said, go in the house. Wait a minute. And about that time, Josiah offered a bit of wisdom. He said, I see exactly what the problem is. I could have ate the rest of the trailer. I said, son, go in the house. Terry left, and I stood on the back porch just like this. I was just standing there. I was not blessing the Lord. My wife said, come in here, ain't no big deal, it'll be all right. So I walked around the house and I sat on the front porch. And I just kept sitting there. I could have chewed through a ball peen hammer. I didn't say nothing. Josiah come out again. And he offered a more valuable piece of wisdom. He said, Daddy, talking about the neighbors, he said, they ain't going to hurt you. I said, son, I know they ain't going to hurt me, but I'm still aggravated. And he went back in the house. And I started thinking, could have been behind the trailer. I could have been underneath the trailer. I could have been one of my youngins on the backside of the trailer. If I had hit something solid, I could have hit. I just started thinking about all kinds of little things that could have happened in the blink of an eye that didn't happen. I started lighting it up a little bit. Terry called and laughed at me a little, and I started lightening up a little more. David knew there's going to be times when the first thought was not, bless the Lord. When the first thought was not, boy, God was good to me yesterday. He knew that he was going to have to set himself down, look in the mirror, and say, boy, you're going to have to get it together. God's still in control. Bless the Lord. Give him glory. Find you a place and say, you've been good to me. I don't know what God touched my heart a little while ago. I said, God, please send some help. Well, I don't know about you, but there's times when I need some help. Now, I'm almost done. To understand what it is that would cause us to forget about how good our God is, I tried to start a little word study. I didn't get very far. And I've said it, I don't know, some things stick and you just use them because they work. You don't fix stuff that's not broke. And so I went back to the first mentioned principle. And I looked up the word forget, the first time it's mentioned in the Bible. And according to that principle, there's some things about that word, there's some things about forgetting that when I look at that word the first time it's mentioned, it's going to explain some things that are going to hold true all throughout the Bible. And all through, you know what I found out? Now look, this situation has nothing to do with David blessing God. But Jacob and Esau had a run-in. Jacob was conniving, and he stole his brother's birthright and his blessing. And I believe his mother said, you need to get away, and you stay away until Esau forgets. And I learned that simply time will cause us to forget. You see, just because it wasn't yesterday that God... There may be a few days go by. I'm amazed at how long we put things off. I mean to do this. I mean to do this. And something's going. And the next thing you know, a month has gone by. I saw Miss Amy look up at Brother Chris. And we put off. We know we can feel ourselves slipping. We can feel things going on. We can sense the attitude of our heart changing. It's been a month since we've seen God do something for us. It's been a week since that good service. It's been 2 months since we saw God answer, it seemed like, one of our prayers. And before you know it, we done forgot. I done forgot how good God's been to me. You know what it's time for? Psalm 103. Self. How, and you wonder, how in the world did I get in this shape? How'd I get this way? How'd I get out here? How'd I get like this? And you have to say self. Just give God glory. Just remember, I didn't even read the rest of the psalm, that he redeemeth thy life from destruction. Just remember that he, as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Your youngins ever come to you with a broken heart crying? and not one of you turn them away. Now, you and I know most of the time when they're putting on and when they can handle it and when they just need a Band-Aid and we send them to somebody or whatever. But when their heart's broke, I tell you what, I can't stand to see one of them get embarrassed. I don't know what it is. I remember, and I've told this before, but I remember being up at Brother Jimmy Millsap's church, and Josiah's not got one bashful fiber in his entire body. And he said, "Can I go sing with the choir?" And the kids were singing, and they said, "But they didn't put him in the back. He wasn't about. He weighed 28 pounds till he nearly turned 3 years old. He wasn't about." They put him right up in the front, and they began to sing. And if he had had a, I don't know whether he had a paper or not, but if he had one, he couldn't read. And they began to sing a song, and he had no idea what the words were to that song. And I'll never forget the look that came over his face when he said, "That's something simple." "Yeah, but he's mine." And I know what he was feeling when he was standing up in front of all of them, and he realized they were watching him, and he didn't know what was going on. He didn't know the song. And I saw him get embarrassed, and boy, it tore my heart. You don't think God. See, our Bible said the very same way that our hearts break when we see our kids go through, when we see something happen to our children, the very same way, that very feeling you feel, that the way your heart feels like it's being tore at, that very same pity, compassion, and feeling, that's exactly what God the Father feels when he sees you hurting. God's not sitting up with a baseball bat waiting for you to mess up just so he can finish you off. We serve a compassionate God. I know He's holy. He's so holy that His holiness governs the entire rest of His attributes. He's holy before He is everything else. And because He's holy, He's more compassionate and loving and forgiving and long-suffering than anybody you've ever met. That's my God. He's a good God. And we need to say, self, God's not dealt with us after our iniquities. And thank God He hadn't. Self, as far as the east is, now all this is in Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed my sins from me. Self, how good God's been to you. Get you a mirror, close your eyes and look on the inside and say, self, give God some glory. God's been good to you. Praise His name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Bow the knee. What now? I'm through. Stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Preacher, pastor's coming. I don't know, maybe you just need to remind yourself tonight just how good God's been. Might be a good time just to say, self, give God some glory. Maybe you've been through one of them situations. I had a few other things I was going to share, but I believe we're done. Maybe you, I remember as you're coming, I remember Mary when Lazarus died. Same Mary that sacrificed and worshiped the Lord and wiped His feet with the hair of her head. When her brother died, she sent somebody to tell Jesus about it. And Jesus said, Jesus waited 2 more days. And after 2 days, He came, and by the time He got there, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. Maybe it's just been a little, maybe you've been praying for somebody, you've been praying for something, and it's just been a little longer than you expected since you started praying and God's not answered. And you just need to find a place and say, self, give God some glory. And remember just how good He's been to you. You might be disappointed like Peter was. after Jesus had to correct him for nearly cutting the soldier's ear off, and what long after that Peter found himself denying Christ, because his plan just didn't go like he thought it was, like it was going to, and he was disappointed. And you need to find a place and say, self, just give God glory and remember how good he's been to you. Thank you so much, preacher.